For man and woman to make love beautifully and divinely requires a fundamental change in the penis and the vagina, or more specifically, in the part of the brain that controls them. The penis and the vagina have to be freed from the brain's ignorance of making love. They have to be consciously liberated from the emotion or unconsciousness of the past, from all the habits and misconceptions gained through attachment to past experience. Your body doesn't have to learn how to make love. It makes love naturally, given the chance. But your attachment to past experience gets in the way. This emotional attachment is yourself, the emotion of what you like and don't like, and all your attempts to repeat the pleasures and avoid the pain of past encounters. So yourself can't learn to make love. Instead, you learn to look after yourself in normal lovemaking. You learn how to protect and project yourself safely and astutely. This self-consideration turns love into sex. You can't protect yourself and make love. You can't hold back in any way. But that's how men and women make love these days. Their experience has taught them to be cautious, not to give all, or they might lose something, might get hurt. Fear is abundant, so they play safe. They don't know how to give all anymore. It's been forgotten. People in love so frequently feel the rending impulse to give everything, to want to tear themselves open, and yet they can't. You must have had that feeling at some time. It's yourself you want to tear open and be rid of, the blockage that blocks your love in your natural body. Would you be able to give your lover everything? Now, this moment? The honest answer is no. You have the chance each time you make love and you haven't managed it yet. Or have you? You may feel it does happen sometimes, or nearly happens. But there's always a chance that perhaps you won't be able to give yourself completely. There's no chance, no perhaps, in love. Lovemaking these days is a compromise. The acceptance of the best that can be hoped for or done in the circumstances. And it produces at best the best feeling that can be hoped for from compromise, and that is satisfaction. That's like being drugged. You'll notice it puts you to sleep after lovemaking. It is personified in the world by the man-made god of love, orgasm. Man is orgasm mad, and now woman, the goddess of love herself, infected and inflamed by this male madness, worships man's phony god, as if coming were a sign of love. Any animal can be made to come without a sign of love, but you can't make love without love. So let's not fool ourselves or be fooled any longer. If you want an orgasm, go and masturbate. If you want love, stay with this way of love. Persevere, and the necessary fundamental change in the brain will eventually be made. The fundamental change can only be brought about by learning to become conscious in love, by making love for love and not for yourself. This means being both psychologically and spiritually present during the act of lovemaking and preliminary love play.